Oi, you. It's time for another episode of Dorothy and the Dealer. Let's tune into the conversation.
Sweet sensation.
I'm not even going to try.
It's just a good vibration. Just a sweet vibration. Do you remember that? I used to wear runner boots and then my socks were above my runner boots
and my pants
were tucked into my socks. Yeah, Marky Mark and the Funky Mark. I fucking love Marky Mark.
I know you do. You have a little soft spot for old Marky Mark.
Well, I think I do because I think I have a soft spot for his dedication, like to getting ahead. I mean, Tash was just saying there that, you know, he used to model in his jocks and he tried everything to just be successful and he never stopped. He gets up at 2 o'clock in the morning to go to the gym, trains for about 2 to 3 hours. Comes out, makes breakfast for the kids, hangs out with the family, then goes off to work, goes to bed at 7 o'clock at night so he can get back up at 2.
There you go.
But you know who else is dedicated like that? Is The Rock. Man, his life is just crazy.
Don't know anything about any of them.
Yeah. No. Do you not? No. You don't know about The Rock?
No, I know who he is and I know about him, like in general, but not enough
detail. His Instagram page is actually very entertaining.
Is it?
Yeah, it's really entertaining. He does some really, really clever stuff. Some really, really clever. But he is a monster. He is huge. He's a very, very big dude. Very big dude.
Well, he looks like he's a big dude. I feel like I don't know. I haven't got a thing about that whole celebrity thing. I just don't.
There are a couple of good-looking lads. They've got some good rigs. As a woman,
Mark Wahlberg better than The Rock.
Really?
Looks-wise.
But they're two completely different.
No, I mean, I know, but...
One is massive, one is massively short.
But, yeah, I don't know. The Rock and you say that. I just don't. I'm not... Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, and his brother was in... Marky Wahlberg's brother was in Backstreet Boys?
New Kids on the Block,
yeah.
Mm. Well, there you go. And the relevance of all this is...
Just getting the chance to go...
It's just a good vibration. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Yeah.
What are we talking about
today?
We were
talking about dedication, dear, weren't we?
We were a little bit. Do you think you're that dedicated,
to our craft? I think we're all dedicated in some way. The problem is, do we... You know, if you get out of bed in the morning, you're dedicated in some way. The question is, where are you dedicating your time and your energy and what are you putting it into?
Well, in terms of the song, you know, vibrations, good vibrations. Mm-hmm. We were talking a little bit about money and money being vibration and talking about what's going on in the world at the moment in terms of that as well, I think. Mm. I think we were going to sort of have a chat about that. Do you want to talk about that?
Sure, yeah. I mean, I think I can't keep emphasizing that there's lots of fucking distraction out there all of the time and you need to not be focusing on that stuff. And, I mean, wouldn't it be magical if everybody – put the same energy that they put into being distracted, right, and put it into mastering their financial situation, you know, learning the principles, implementing the strategies. You know, can you imagine if everybody focused on doing that? You know, if everybody understood that, you know, life is designed to make sure that you don't suffer. And it tells you when you're off track by making you suffer. So when you're suffering financially, it's just because you're not following your system. If you systemize your money, you won't suffer financially. You can't. You can't suffer financially. But it's difficult to get that message across with people because you're really pushing back against, you know, bloodlines of...
Well, it is that whole vibration thing. It's about where you're resonating at. Mm-hmm. And if you're resonating with, you know, the loyalties at certain areas in your life, you will... keep yourself at that level of vibration in terms of money. Do you know what I mean? If you excuse me, if you hang around with people, right,
yeah,
who are always saying that they're poor, or always saying that they don't have money, or they're always saying that sort of stuff, you're vibrating at a level that is in line with that. Do you know what I mean? Because that doesn't really even come into my sphere, like in terms of the people I speak to or in terms of people I communicate with and connect with and any of that stuff, right? So where you're vibrating at is really indicative of how you how, you know, what your outcome is. So if you're vibrating and you're focusing on war and destruction and devastation and distraction and anything that's out there,
well, that's
or you're vibrating and focusing on like numbing yourself out with, you know, TV shows or social media or any of that sort of stuff, that's what you're vibrating at. You're vibrating at the level of numbing out, or you're vibrating at the level of poverty, or you're vibrating at the level of destruction or whatever that is. Mm-hmm. So you're going to get more of that because that's what you're attuned to. Mm-hmm. That's what you're resonating at. So in order to shift and in order to step up, you've got to vibrate at a different level. You've got to step up to a different level. And I know I've said this a few times, I've probably said it on the podcast a few times, but one of the best things for me in all of the – we've been doing this for 20 years almost, not quite, but almost 20 years. We've been teaching the Wealth Principles since 2004 or 3, yeah, something like that. And in doing that, and we've been implementing them ourselves for that long – in doing that, we've always, you know, I was saying on my most recent Wealth Principles call that, you know, I kept saying to people, you've got to put your money aside, you've got to save, this is why, this is the purpose of it, teaching them about the reason behind it and having that emotional stability and all that sort of stuff. So anybody who'd gone and done that was vibrating at a level of being able to be emotionally stable, mm-hmm. because they'd set themselves up to be that way. Mm-hmm. And any, you know, blocks along the way, they were dealing with along the way, but in the meantime, they were still working towards being emotionally stable. And then in 2020, when all of this thing went down and everyone was panicking, our people didn't have to panic, mm-hmm. because the emotional stability that they needed to deal with that time, they'd been putting in place for 10 years, some of them, 15 yep. years, some of them. Some of them had only been putting it in place for 6 months, mm-hmm. and they still were in such a better position because those people didn't have the same experience as everyone out in the world. Everyone out in the world, sorry, Mitch, everyone out in the world was having this experience of destruction, of panic, of fear. And our people didn't have that same experience because they'd allowed themselves to vibrate and resonate at a different level. And that's what they were attuned to. They were attuned to that stability resonance as opposed to the panic and fear resonance.
I mean, definitely there was a lot of people, you know, there's a large quantity of the population that were very, you know, unstable in those particular times. But that instability has always been there for people.
100%.
You know, this is what I was saying earlier. Instability financially, you know, it's really bred into people. You know, just like just like prosperity is bred into families. You know, you have family generations of prosperity, you know. And then when it starts to come unstuck, the money then becomes old money. People talk about old money. Yep. Oh, they're, you know, they're hitting, what you're watching there is old money. And that instability... And so you always have a percentage of the population that are financially stable and see these opportunities, see these crises as an opportunity to grow their wealth. Then you have people who, you know, who just have no concept of that. It's just, it will be continuous, the fact that they will always be financially unstable. Things are, that's just how they're raised, how they're bred.
Yeah.
And what happens is that they're raised and bred to live with that instability.
Right.
And
yeah.
So it takes qualities to live with that instability. So they succeed at that, and so it has a payoff then to be financially unstable because they're succeeding at it. They're managing
definitely.
It, and they feel, fuck, I'm actually successful at this. But they put the same – they don't realize that the instability tempers them with the same qualities that are needed to be stable.
Yeah.
But they just – don't understand that. People just don't get that until you start to point it out to them. Mm-hmm. And what happens then is that as much as you introduce the wealth principles to people for them to follow it, you show them why if you follow it, you can't screw it up. But what it also does then is that as they start to follow it, what comes to the forefront are all the qualities that they had honed inside of themselves and hardened or tempered into themselves to be able to deal with what was needed as they started to become financially free. Because it takes this, people think financially free is the, but it takes, you know, there is no real, there's no such thing as financial freedom. there's no such thing as financial independence. You're always going to be dependent on money, no matter what. But what there is financial prowess, financial understanding, emotional intelligence, you know, and all of those qualities that are needed to manage and master your finances is what makes you valuable to you. And then when you find that value in you, other people find that value in you, and that's how they end up wanting to be part of your team or to buy your product or service or do whatever is required to be, or to be part of who you are. So I just found that as I realized that, because I'd come from a very poor background, I realized that everything that I'd watched happen in my childhood financially and with my parents and how they'd struggled, et cetera, et cetera. And I was learning to struggle. I was learning to some of the qualities to be able to struggle. But then after sitting with my mentors over the years, I realized the same energy that goes into struggling is exactly the same energy that goes into succeeding. The same qualities that are needed to struggle are the same qualities that are needed to succeed. All of it is just a matter of perspective. Where do you want to put your energy? Do you want to continue putting your energy into struggling? Knock yourself out. Do you want to put your energy into succeeding? Well, you know, that's also an option. And both of them take the same amount of energy. You know, we meet people all the time who are broke, but we all, and they stress. But we also meet people who are wealthy and they stress. And it's about knowing how to handle both things. That whether you're wealthy, the only reason you're stressed when you're poor is because you can't see the blessing in being poor. So stressings become blessings when we stop and look at how it enabled us or empowered us. But the only time to stop a person from stressing when they're rich is to show them that they where they're lacking and get them to find it. So being rich, you might be rich in money, but you're lacking in connection with your partner. You're not lacking in connection with your family. So being able to bring them back into balance and realize that, yeah, you can be rich and you can be poor. Both contain the same amount of stress, but it's about being that person in the middle and understanding, you know, that life is there to keep you in a state of balance and a state of equanimity and be able to use what is inside of you to manage and master your wealth so that you're not emotional around money. Emotional financial stress is just a fucking distraction that people don't have to live. If you're focused on your mission and your money is being mastered, you don't stress about money. You just focus on your mission and money comes anyway.
So the stuff that was going on in 2020 or when that all happened, was just an outward reflection for some people of what was already going on inside.
It was already there.
So if you experience instability inside, then you will allow things on the outside things on the outside heighten that. Yeah,
because
you just have that experience of it. So the people that were feeling emotionally stable were emotionally stable before, and they didn't need an outward experience of life to show them that they're emotionally stable because they're financially stable. Sorry, because they're financially stable. But if you're financially unstable, the life will keep showing to you that you're financially unstable. And how it showed it to us in 2020 was it showed a lot of people at one time that this was what was going on. But what you're saying is that that's not, it doesn't, it wasn't, that happens all the time. It doesn't, it's not just a once-off thing. Mm-hmm. And so the experience you have with your finances and with your wealth, the experiences that we have with anything in your life, are getting outwardly reflected to you. Your inward understanding, your inward knowledge and your inward fluency is getting reflected back to you. So when you're a master and you can master your finances, let's say as an example, you don't need the outward experience of recession to pull you back into balance, mm-hmm. or the outward experience of boom to bring you back into balance, because there's already that balance within you, mm-hmm. of the boom and the bust, right?
Yeah.
When if you are in the masses, and the masses, follow trends, does that make mm-hmm. sense? So if you're in the masses and everybody's going bust, like everyone's selling, oh, well, I've got to sell. You know, yep. because it's a time, or everyone's buying, okay, that's the time to buy. But masters don't go with the trends. They don't follow the trends. They create their own trends. Uh-huh. They don't need that outward expression. And I think one of the reasons we want to talk about it, like even just on my last call, people were saying, because I was saying, you know, I know you can see what happens in financial cycles. You can see what goes on in the world in financial cycles. And we're on the precipice of another, wave of, stuff happening. And people who are masters and understand this will be prepared for that.
Yep.
And they make sure that they're set up for whatever eventuates. Does that make sense? So this is important in terms of, we've had some experiences of it, but now it's an evolution of being consistently working on the emotions that are affecting your finances, your financial stability, all of that stuff, so that when the next wave comes, you're prepared for it. You're not expecting it. You're not following the trends that everybody else is doing. You're creating your own path.
Trends are traps, because what happens is that it gives people something to talk about. You know, if trends are traps, people like they discuss things, because
everyone's in talking about the same thing.
Yeah, I just find I'm select about who I surround myself with and the conversations that we have, and I do my best to veer away from conversations because I know they're so, and I mean it's important for people to understand. We're not saying we're perfect here in any of this. But there's...
Well, I am, but that's another story. It's a whole other podcast.
There is so many distractions for people to get... But distractions give people connection and something to talk about and something to worry about or be concerned about. When realistically, you got to surround yourself with people that, the conversation is just about how do we...
Inspiration.
Inspire. How do we be more? How do we affect the world more? How do we get better at what we're doing? How do we... reach more people? How do we, build their businesses? How do we leave a mark here? How do we make a dent?
I think that you've been saying recently about how the fact that we all are okay with each other's mediocrity.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And that, everyone's okay. You're being mediocre. You're allowing all that stuff to distract you. But I'm being mediocre, I'm going to allow that as well, because it just is more comfortable for us instead of actually... outwardly seeking that which resonates with you the most. Mm-hmm. You are the sum total of five people you hang around with the most. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like if you want to fly with the eagles, you've got to start surrounding yourself with people like that. You've got to start surrounding yourself with people that resonate on certain frequencies that are not going to be
And so, I mean, I love, like, I got a couple of guys that I hang out with that are business guys, and I have fun with them as well, but I love talking business with them. I love talking education. I love talking about, the latest podcasts or the latest books that I've read, or, I love sharing that information. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's great. And, but it's, looking for the eagles in your life, they're already in your fucking life. They're already there for everybody. They're already there. You're just not looking that way. Do you know what I mean? You're just not seeing that way. And the problem is that when people get lopsided opinions about things, they have a habit to isolate themselves from openness and education and seeing things another way. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've seen that a lot over the past 2 years. People just going, no, this is how it is, and then they don't realise they get an opinion.
Not opening to shift. I actually heard JP Sears talking about that the other day.
Mm.
He said he had a point of view and he'd done a video on it.
Yeah.
And I can't remember right now what
it was
about.
Which guy is JP Sears? Tell me, remind me again.
The long-haired guy.
Oh, yeah, JP brilliant. Sears. Love him, yeah.
He's very funny. Yeah, very satirical and comedic. Yeah. And he said, I had an opinion a couple of years back and I did this video. And he said, now I've changed my opinion. And I went back and did a new video with parts of the old video making fun of myself and my old way of thinking. He said, but I didn't get rid of my old way. I left that up there to show my growth, he said, because it's really important for people see that we can change our minds. We're human beings. We can change our minds. We can learn. We can grow. We can have gone, I did I made that, decision or turn or choice in my finances or in my relationship or whatever. And perhaps looking back, I could have done something differently, but I'm learning from that and I'm growing from that. And I think that's definitely important. I was just listening to that, to him saying that.
I think that's magical, because a lot of the time people can stumble in life, and when they stumble, they fall over and they don't get back up.
Yeah.
You know, the way I look at it, with my business career, with everything, I've stumbled all the fucking way through life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I stumble every fucking day. I stumble over something. I trip up over something. Yeah. Does that make sense? But you just got to keep getting back up again.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And you're better off getting to the end going, fuck, you know, I stumbled my way here, but fuck, I didn't give up.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Like Marky Mark. We've gone full circle. Have like we? Marky Mark. How? Yeah.
Oh, because he never gave up. He kept
going. Yeah, the dedication. And that's what he was saying at the beginning.
Then he found his groove, right?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So in terms of finances.
Full-blown Catholic, you know.
Is he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gets a priest. I think I've seen him get priests to come in every Sunday and run mass for him.
Oh, really?
In his home and shit, yeah.
What was I going to say? So how do you think, like, with people who don't know, save about what's coming in terms of the finances, in terms of that, what's the best way to get in and be prepared and not feel like you're a part of the masses and actually step up? And I think maybe the dedication is part of it. Like, actually take some time to focus on actually what, like, look into it, not just because what happens with how I see it and how I was years and years and years and years ago was just follow along with the crowd, just like, what, oh, that's what's happening now, and just going along. So I definitely think just like making a little bit of critical thinking, looking a bit deeper into what's going on and finding out.
Well,
you know,
I mean, don't.
I'm talking about money.
Yeah, I'm saying the same thing. Don't stick your head in the ground about anything. Yeah. You know, be realistic about what's going on. There's, you know, it's kind of like, it's a bit controversial, but I said at the beginning of this, when all of this happened, that it was a snatch and grab. You know, this is a snatch and grab.
Yeah.
And my recommendation to people is to protect their assets, protect their cash, protect their assets. Make sure you've diversified. Yeah. Make sure your home is protected. Make sure what you have is protected. I think that's and
true.
Set your goal this year or for the next 24 months to, you know, this is is generally a 7-year cycle, and we're into it. Yeah. It's a 7-year cycle, and we're into it, and that's what we're happening. And we are in a destruction phase. We go from build, maintain, disperse.
Yeah.
We're in a destruction phase, and that's what's happening. And your objective is keep your focus on your mission, on what it is you're here to do, diversify with proper, speak to a financial planner. That's what they do.
And I'm going to add to that as well, like have a system. Like, if anyone we've taught in terms of the wealth principles, when you've got a system, you're not letting your emotions run your finances.
Well, eliminate any emotion.
Eliminate emotion. So that means if you don't know, like, you know, if interest rates are going to rise and you don't know how you're going to handle that, find a way now before it happens.
Be
so when you have a system, you make sure of that sort of stuff, because you're not ad hocing anything. You're not letting your emotion get in the way. You are absolutely structuring exactly what's what. And then because, you know, we teach even the universal laws, you have a natural understanding of the universal laws, so you go and actually put a demand on yourself.
Yeah.
You go and actually understand the concept of learning to handle what you've got, which is what having a system is all about.
Well, I mean, it's important for people to get that we all have the universal laws, we just don't understand how they work.
Yes.
If you understand how they work, then you will use them, you know.
Yeah.
And how do we know that people don't know how they work? Well, it's because people suffer financially, socially, mentally, emotionally. They suffer. So if you understand the laws, you won't suffer.
Yeah.
So and emotions are life letting you know you don't understand something, and it's trying to get you to get understanding.
Yeah.
You know, and remember, understanding is standing under the light of your own wisdom and looking back on your life and saying, thank you.
Yeah.
I love you. So meaning I've learned from everything that's occurred. And it's empowered me and enabled me to be able to get a system in place so that I don't have to worry about money. Yeah. The fucking one thing that people should not have to worry about in life is money.
I know, because it's the easiest thing to master.
It's the fucking simplest thing, and there's loads of it around you.
Yeah.
Who has it? Who has all the money? The people who have the systems in place have all the money. The people that don't have any money.
People that are aligned with it as well, that are in tune. Like we've said all the time, money is all around you.
Mm.
You just got to tune into that frequency and allow that to be in the case. Mm. Yeah. Cool.
Right then. Hey, whether this is you at the beginning of your personal development journey or you're perhaps immersed in your growth and transformation, at MJB Seminars, we have everything to help you live an inspired life.
If this episode resonated and you're looking for more information on how to have an actual breakthrough and transform your life, Visit us over at mjbseminars.com.au and book yourself in for a complimentary discovery coaching call.
Also, make sure you like and follow us over on Instagram and Facebook, and review and subscribe to Dorothy and the Dealer today.